Tim, tell me please about where we are right now and what's happening.
Well, we're here at the Queen Mary on the 80th anniversary of its maiden voyage to dedicate and celebrate painting and Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill was, of course, one of the great travelers on the Queen Mary and had a passion for painting. He used it to relax. He used it to calm his mind, to focus in times of great turmoil. And of course, we know that Churchill saw his share of great turmoil and used painting as a means to overcome his black dog of depression at times, and also to inspire him and to focus his observation skills. And I think if we look at the paintings that are gathered in this gallery, we can see quite clearly that Churchill was a keen observer of the natural world, and he used his observation skills to paint pictures not only in paints on canvas, but create compositions that led to such great statesmanship. And the same mind that created these paintings is the same mind that uses and colors with words like broad sunlit uplands. We can see that here quite clearly. And we're happy to, the National Churchill Museum at Westminster College is very happy to partner with the Queen Mary on this celebratory occasion.
Now, when did the National Churchill Museum decide to do this?
We were approached by the Queen Mary and members of the Churchill family to celebrate this 80th anniversary year. And we were delighted to be able to put the National in National Churchill Museum by taking some of our artifacts from Missouri here to the West Coast to introduce the museum, to introduce Churchill, his life and legacy with audiences that don't often get a chance to see these works.
So many of us don't know that I didn't know he was a painter. Introduce me to Churchill the painter, and let's talk a little bit about him in terms of what we have here.
Well, we have 10 original oil paintings by Winston Churchill on view, and another painting by one of his associates, Paul Maas, a painting partner with whom Churchill painted for many decades. And the Churchill oil paintings are bright, colorful. He loved to paint scenes of nature, seascapes and landscapes, which you can see here. He did not like to paint portraits. He once said that he prefers to paint trees because they don't talk back to you or criticize your work. And I think that, you know, what you'll see here at the exhibition is Churchill's love for color and light and reflected light on water or all surfaces. He loved the post-impressionists and the impressionists and the vivid colors. He often traveled to the south of France, to the city of Marrakesh in Morocco, to seek out a wonderful light and use that in his canvases. And you can see all of that in this exhibition here.
And you also have some artifacts here. I wish you'd pick one and tell me the story that went behind it as well about Churchill.
We have several artifacts from the National Churchill Museum at Westminster College in the exhibition, including, I think, most famously, perhaps, a top hat that was signed at the Yalta Conference. It was actually signed, passed around by Churchill, President Roosevelt, and Joseph Stalin, who all signed this top hat at the Yalta Conference. It's an eyewitness to history and a wonderful artifact here that we have.
What personally inspires you the most about getting to work with Churchill's paintings and with the Churchill Museum?
Well, you know, Winston Churchill's life was a long one. This is a man who was born in the 19th century, in the Victorian age, was a cavalry officer involved in Great Britain's last cavalry charge. At the same time, when he retired as Prime Minister, he was in charge of nuclear weapons for Great Britain. To imagine that breadth of time and that time in history fascinates me personally, and I think fascinates many others who love Churchill as a writer, as a painter, as a speaker, and as a statesman. He was truly a Renaissance man.
This is great, Timothy. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.